This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong,
Frida Liu.
With you for a few more minutes until 1 o'clock before we wrap up. But of course, we have another story for you in a sec. Before we get to that, though, we've been asking you guys, or rather, we started off with how we found out that 47. See what I'm doing
wow.
here? Spoonerisms. I've got spoonerisms going off. 47% of youths have high credit card debts, and a further 38% have been identified as having personal loans. This is according to the assistant governor of the Bank Negara Malaysia. People here on WhatsApp 3772 has said, I only swipe my card for those purchases that I know I can immediately pay afterwards. The reason for doing so is to earn those bonus points. Mm. Paying with cash doesn't come with points. Thank
True.
You, Albie.
Fair. Okay.
And then referring back to the story about how kids in China had to sit down for 12 minutes of advertisements. This is from Benjamin, who says, info commercials ain't nothing new. Remember that Koei advert about expired water? I don't remember it personally.
I mean, infomercials are nothing new. Being forced to watch infomercials for 12 minutes by your government because they're state mandated is probably kind of new.
Right. And then back over to the other story regarding the debt on Insta Story, Jason Novin Tan has said, nope, I take my financial management seriously, even as a student. Well done. If only all of us could do it like that. Yeah. I would have liked some education as a younger man about how to look after my finance correctly. Mm. But there you go. Right. Story number four then. How can you tell if a bot is human?
Yes. So basically, nowadays, a lot of people, in a weird twist on like the whole robots are coming for our jobs thing, a lot of people are actually being paid to pretend that they are bots. Because
that's an interesting job.
Yes, because some tech companies that boast about their artificial intelligence have found that at small scales, humans are a cheaper, easier, and more competent alternative to building an AI that can do the task. Sometimes there's not even an AI at all, and it's just a mock-up powered entirely by humans. Or other times, a real AI is combined with human employees ready to step in if the bot shows signs of struggling. These approaches are called pseudo-AI or sometimes more optimistically, hybrid AI. Mm-hmm. For example, a company called CloudSight.ai advertises an image recognition service that leverages the best of human and machine intelligence. So basically, bots can identify most of the things, but the trickier images are sent to human employees instead.
I see.
But this comes with its own set of problems. A lot of companies that have promised an AI solution have repeatedly come under fire for sending sensitive customer voicemails, expense reports, and personal schedules to human employees instead. Even major companies like Facebook have used pseudo-AI. For example, their now-defunct M personal assistant owed its competence and eventually its demise to heavy reliance on human help. So how can you tell if you're dealing with a bot pretending to be a human or a human pretending to be a bot? The actual short story of this is there's not a lot of ways to tell because basically you could at any point be talking to a bot and then be switching to talking to a human. But there are a few ways to try and guess at the very least. One of the ways that you can't tell anymore is for human imperfections like grammar mistakes or hesitations. Mm. In the past, you know, a chatbot kind of speech was very formulaic and only limited to a certain amount of phrases. But nowadays, as was proven back in May, Google's AI assistant made headlines for its ability to convincingly imitate the ums and uhs of a human speaker. Now bots can talk like us, so you can't really rely on that.
It used to be the Turing test, didn't it?
Yes,
that used to be the way. And now?
Now there isn't really a test. You just have to kind of look out for maybe symptoms of what could be a human behind this bot facade. So for example, one major sign is a very limited scope of expertise. So if you are really a bot, you can only talk about one subject at a time. Mm. This is due to limited computing power being only empowers bots to only focus on one thing to do the one thing well at a time. Their tasks are formulaic, usually plugging data from spreadsheets or whatever into like a few stock phrases. So for example, you can ask a recipe finding bot about recipes, but you can't hold a conversation with it about Star Wars.
Right.
It will not understand. It will just keep sending you recipes, right? For example. So in other words, today's algorithms are artificial narrow intelligence or ANI rather than artificial general intelligence or AGI. So any algorithm or chatbot that claims AGI level performance, so the ability to deal sensibly with a wide range of topics, is likely to have humans behind the curtain. Another bot giveaway is a very poor memory. So out of totally formulaic text, algorithms have great difficulty producing stories or even paragraphs that make sense. So they will learn something for a brief moment and then they'll move on. So stuff like, for example, it will kind of forget what it said before and it will just kind of start on a new path on that same topic.
But that also sounds like me.
Not quite.
Not exactly. So
It might change over time.
Hmm? It might change over time, but this is the kind of like warning signs for now. And what was in the article, this article was from Slate.com. And basically the writer of this article had tried to have a bot write a recipe, but it forgot like the ingredients list while writing the recipe, for example.
Oh.
Yes. So that's an example of how the bot will kind of forget what it said before. So if you look for signs of a memory that basically spans more than a sentence or two, it's probably a human behind it. But you can't really reliably tell whether or not you're chatting with a service bot or an employee. If you begin a conversation with a bot, somewhere along the line, you may trigger something that invisibly causes a human to take over the interaction. And that itself presents a bit of a dilemma. Bots don't mind if you mess with them, but it's rude and potentially harmful to experiment with a human who's just trying to do their job. So it's going to be a bit more difficult for us, especially when we look at customer service, to identify, you know, are we actually talking to a machine or are we actually talking to a human?
Mm. And what kind of ramifications is this going to have for us a little bit later on?
We're not really sure. It's just a really interesting system that I didn't really know about. I kind of assumed that AI and human kind of interactions were very, very separate, but they're not, right? Mm. And, you know, it's not – I don't know what the ramifications of this are. I just know that it's going to be interesting to note that we will – you know, the lines are going to be blurred more as we start to converse more with machines.
Ah. Okay. Anything else to add, Frida?
No.
No?
Mm. I mean, does it
matter? No. Are you a bot?
Okay. See, does it matter, right? Does it matter, right? I just want to get to the information on why. I don't really care whether it's a bot or a human that I'm talking to. If you're inefficient, you're inefficient.
As long as you get what you need.
I guess the only thing is if the bot is tasked to deal with sensitive information that shouldn't be seen by humans, I guess. That's like one of the main concerns, I think, that if it's a human pretending to be a bot, they might see stuff that they shouldn't be seeing.
Okie dokie. There we are then. Ladies and gents, we've got to wrap up for the day. Of course, we will be back tomorrow from Deepest Darkest TTDI.
Oh.
I need to find a new one, don't I? It doesn't quite work.
Bright and sunny TTDI.
It is. I mean, we've got so many windows here. I feel like I should be a flower blooming.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of us will be in Penang.
We will.
Tomorrow as well. And, you know, if you still, you know, people in Penang would like to visit the Enterprise Breakaway, this is the first time we're going to Penang, do go onto our website, bfm.my/ebpenang, and get your tickets.
There we go. If you want to find out more information about how you can help yourself get out of credit card debt or out of loan debt, of course, you can listen to Ringgit and Sense on Thursdays at 9:35 a.m. With the Morning Run crew. They can talk you through some of the methods. I'm sure there's some podcasts available as well that you can have a listen back to if you find yourself in that sticky situation. Don't panic. There's always a way out. Don't worry about it. Right. We'll quickly run through the stories that we covered today. And then if you've missed any part of this show, of course, you can download the podcast, which is available from bfm.my/podcast or from the app, which is available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. We started off with
47% of youths have high credit card debts, and you know, what are you doing about it if you are one of the people?
Yeah, and then we talked about how China's top streaming service, iQIYI, is stopping showing view counts on all of its videos to try to combat these click farms that are rampant.
And how China's children were ordered to watch Saturday night television and then made to sit through 12 minutes of advertising.
Yes, and then we wrapped up with basically how to tell if the person that you're talking to is a bot or a human pretending to be a bot or a human or what.
Yes, or what, indeed.
Or what.
Don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. From humble beginnings, AirAsia has evolved into an aviation behemoth under the stewardship of Group CEO Tan Sri Tony Fernandez. The Breakfast Grill caught up with him 10 years after his very first interview in the Breakfast Grill to reflect on the happenings of the past decade in AirAsia, as well as the opportunities and challenges of the present. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Don't go anywhere. That's coming up very soon. We've got some music to take us out of the show. We have a little bit of The Cardigans with I Need Some Fine Wine and a few of the bits and pieces. That's all coming up next on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.